الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah tabaraka ta'ala has created us for a definite purpose, and each one of us should think for ourselves that purpose for the ibadat of Allah, we will say, but is it there in my mind? Have I fixed an object, a purpose of life? Why am I living? If it's a businessman, am I living because of my business, and I give all preference to my business, get up in the morning, go to business, etc.? If it is a alim, the purpose of my life to teach, that I go to madrasa in the morning, I have to teach, I must be on time for my teaching, I must have prepared my lessons, etc., all my teaching for the day. If I'm in jamaat work, for example, is my purpose of life to go in jamaat? Or many other people, no purpose in life also, but what is my purpose of life? What should it be? Example is given that on a stormy day, when the wind is blowing very, very hard, and there's a piece of paper, it just blows this side with the wind, that side with the wind. It's got no direction which it has to go. As the wind blows it, so it goes in that direction. Or if you are at the seashore and you see like a tin or a plastic bottle, when the waves are coming in, it's also coming in with the waves. When the waves are going out back to sea, it goes back with the waves again. It hasn't got a purpose that for what it is. So we also should say, are we just going with the wind? How the wind blows us, how the flow goes, what people are saying. When we are with this people, what they are saying, we with them. When we are with other people who are saying the other opposite, we are with them. Are we also just going like that? Or have we got a definite purpose? A mu'min is supposed to be so strong that his purpose is so perfect, so strong, so deep that he goes against the flow. That is a mu'min who goes against the flow. The flow of dunya will always be in the wrong side. Now Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Most of the people don't believe. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. Few people make shukr. Everything what is in abundance are all the negative things. And what are positive things are always few. They are less. So are we also just going? And when we are with the majority, we join with them and we sing their song. And now we see so sad, so terrible, that people just going with the flow. On the one side, they are marching for Palestine. And they're going and they are like shouting and screaming and down with the Jews and whatever else. And the next, all the Jews organized all the sports in the world. Then they are with them again. Completely opposite. A person has got really no direction. And in fact, we are in such a condition that not only ordinary people, very good people, learned people also. We are one side making even baddua for the Jews. We are marching against them, everything. But we have got, for example, the K-Way clothing on us. And that is a fully Jewish organization. And they are in full support of Israel. And in fact, they have won awards from Israel for being the great supporters of Israel. And they have sponsored full wars against the Palestinians. So with our mouths we are shouting, slogans for the Palestinians, against the Jews. But with our money, we're supporting them. And we're advertising them on our clothes. And we are making namaz also with that same clothes. So even our clothes, we are, the correct way is there should be no writing on the clothes. Once we were in the UK, and there was a change in weather, and it became a bit cold. So one person bought a pair of socks and gave me, and I wore it. Another very good friend, by the next namaz time, he bought another socks. He says, that socks got writing on it. And we know you don't wear clothes with writing on it. So he replaced it with another pair of socks. So we should try and avoid any type of writing. Because many of these things, especially logos, etc., we don't know what it means. What is inside. Whether it is all the Arab countries' flags, even the Palestinian flag, has got all a lot of evil in it. And we are not aware. They are also not aware of it. The four colors in the Arab, all the Arab countries, their flags have got four colors. And all the four colors denote something very bad and sinister, designed by a British person for the Arabs. So all these things we should be very careful. The car, Alfa Romeo, it's what you call that? Badge. It also have got very, very sinister things on it. So anything that, even if we don't know the meaning, we should be more careful. That maybe it's a very bad meaning. And all these badges, logos also, if we don't know what it means, we should be very careful. And to wear it on our clothing, that Nike, for example, that is the Greek goddess of victory. And that usually that all is associated with sports. So usually in the sports clothing, they will have that Nike sign, either the tick or N-I-K-E written there. And that is like also superstition, that God of victory. There's no God of victory, it's only one Allah. Now, what a terrible connotation it has got. You are like associating, even if you don't mean it, you are totally opposed to it. You are true muwahid, but you are advertising something. And unfortunately, it shows that as mu'mins, we are very, very gullible. The people just, we don't think what it. And the easy solution for all problems, all fitness, what we know, what we don't know, is just to stick firmly to sunnah. A person who sticks firmly to sunnah, he will be saved of all fitness whatsoever. In our clothing, in our ways, in how we do things, if we follow sunnah, we will be saved of the fitness of what we know of and what we don't know of. What we were unaware of, those fitness also we will be saved. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So in this ayat-e-kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina aminu attaqullah. Have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. The fear of Allah is interpreted in very many ways. The fear of Allah, taqwa, Allah's conscience, that you are conscious of Allah all the time. And that is a very, very important thing. Today in namaz we're not conscious of Allah. Where are we going to be conscious of Allah outside? We sit in the car, we will make sure we got our seat belt on. But whether we read our dua, that we're not conscious of. We will, if there's a passenger, make sure that they also put on the seat belt. But when did we ask somebody that read your dua? Much, much more important than the seat belt is the dua. But how much are we considerate about the dua? Many times, mashallah, some parents will tell the children, read your du'as. But they themselves are not reading. It's like a formality it has become. That we must read the du'a, the children must read it. But we ourselves not be reading it. So, all at the time of eating, bismillah. Most of us, we don't say bismillah. During eating, we'll discuss politics, we'll discuss sports, we'll discuss the weather, but one time, even by mistake, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shuk, or just alhamdulillah, that you don't hear at all. We hear everything else, also when all our meetings, discussions, but to remember Allah and to make His shukr, that is ghaib. And after eating, just to even say Alhamdulillah, then to read the full dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. And what a dua also. All the duas, it speaks of the true nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody could speak those words but a person who was so inspired by Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana. All praise is due to Allah. All al-istighraqi, that means whatever kind of praise there is, it is only for Allah Ta'ala, who fed us. And if we think just of that part also, what meaning there is in it, that from where and where the food came, whether it is now or the days of before also, but today where the food coming from around the world, and it is put in your one plate. And when you make your one morsel, your one luqma, you have got ni'mat from around the world. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, towards the end of Hazrat's life, when now eating was also no more meant for Hazrat. In fact, Hazrat should say, Jab muh mein daant the, when we had teeth in our mouth, or pet mein aant the, and our intestines used to work properly. We could eat, we could chew, we could digest, then we shouldn't get anything. The mujahada they used to make. Up now to muh mein daant hai, now we got no more teeth left in the mouth also. Or na pet mein aant, the intestines also don't work properly. The minute you eat a wrong thing according to your diet now, in your old age, you have to. There you sit with big problems. Or the minute you eat a little bit more, you got a lot of problems. Now in that condition, now Allah's ni'mats are coming full swing. Maulana Muhammad Gardi Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatuh, says he was for long in Hazrat's khidmat in Medina Sharif. He says on one occasion, food of 28 countries came for iftari for Hazrat. All the different nationalities living in Medina Sharif. 28 different current countries, that special what they have. It all came and they had set it. So Hazrat just looked at it and he couldn't take one thing from there. So that is the culture. So ni'mats which come from Allah Ta'ala. From where and where around the world. Which fish you are eating, where it was caught, who caught it. And all the details, who cleaned it all. And nowadays with all the machines that are used, who made all those machines? And for those machines to be made, how many other machines were required? The word mind-boggling also can't answer it. How Allah Ta'ala. And then when it is in front of you, if you just have a sore throat, and you can't die, the food doesn't want to go down now. Whatever namats, but you can only see it with your eyes and make yourself happy. You can't take one bit of it. If it is something which is not according to your diet or something not against according to your taste also. There are many people who just can't. They're allergic to fish. The best fish can be prepared. Just looking at the fish, their face changes. They're so allergic to it. So all this and then to lift it with your hands and bring it to your mouth, we take it all for granted. But there are so many people who can't do that. Somebody else has to feed them. Nobody can feed you. It can be your son who loves you, your daughter, your wife, anyone. But how you eat yourself, nobody can give it to you like that in your mouth. And then to digest, to chew it. That also is what the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. To digest it. A person has got problems, reflux problem. The food doesn't go down, it comes out again. How many other things with the food to go down? Digesting it is still further after that. So what a dua. So what marifat a person will get if we read that dua and just reflect a little bit. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana. Wasaqana, and then he gave us to drink also. If we think of that also, what ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And in drinking, the biggest ni'mat is water. Well, not all the juices and not the cold drinks. And today, how many haram things Allah's ni'mat is not in haram things. Mm-hmm. Allah's ni'mat is in halal things, not in haram things. And we should also remember on the day of Qiyamah, in haram there will be azab. In halal there will be hisab. We will be questioned about the halal things. Haram things will be azab. From the start, it will be in azab. And today, how many of our things are in haram? The taking of interest is haram. The giving of interest is haram. How many of our homes, cars are all on interest basis? All with the banks, all that. How we are involved in all these things. So anyway, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَنَا وَسَقَانَا and gave us to drink. That is also a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And then, وَجَعَلَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Biggest ni'mat, He made us Muslims. What a big ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. If we just read that dua and little bit we ponder, we don't have to go in all the detail, that what a ni'mat Allah made us Muslims. If we were not Muslims, na'uzu billah, what does it mean? We should be kafirs. And what different types of kafirs? We should have been, na'uzu billah, Jews, Christians worshipping idols, believing that Allah is a son, and believing in the statue of Maryam alayhi salam, Mary. What was worse? Hindus we should have been. Na'uzu billah, atheists we should have been. Who may waj'alana min al-muslim, waj'alana muslimin. How much of that? And then in being Muslims, then Allah made us from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If we were from the Shias, waliyazu billah. If we were from the Qadianis, waliyazu billah. And how many other firaqe batila, all the people who believe wrong things. Allah made us from one of the four mazhabs. Hanafi or Shafi, Ahle Sunnat wal Jama'at. Then Allah made us connected with Ulama-i Dioban, the Maslik. Ulama-i Dioban is not from the town of Dioban, but it is from that belief of the founders of Dioban, which was of Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, and that also we should try and study a little bit. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has explained what is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And he has explained it so beautifully of all the other beliefs of the Muslims. The most perfect, correct, the most mu'tadil, balanced is that of the ulama of Dioban. And Allah made us, and did we ask for it? Were we fit for it? Are we deserving of it? Is it our birthright that we should have all this? And just even in our body that Allah has given us, afiyat, as we are sitting here, we are all sitting nicely and comfortably here. Now, our eyes are in order, our body is functioning properly. We all got some problems perhaps, but by and large, what ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. How lot of shukr we have to make of Allah Ta'ala. Then the conditions around us. If a person, he can't breathe properly, his lungs are not functioning, lungs are functioning, but air, oxygen is less for him. What's his condition? So many things around us. If we think of Palestine now, for which really we should be making dua, not only after every namaz, but it should be with us, utna, betna, our getting up, our sitting down, dua should be going out for them. What they are going through, poor people. And we find it fitting at this time to go and play sports. We find it fitting at this time to entertain all haram things and all the other evils when this is the condition of one part of us, part of the ummah, part of us. You have got, and today perhaps our thinking is gone completely haywire. Like a person, he's suffering, he's in hospital, but he's still looking at the TV on top of him. And he's perhaps looking at haram while he is himself, he's got cancer perhaps, or he's got a heart problem, and serious heart problem, and he's looking at haram. Today we are gone, not behis, not without any, no life in us. We are like dead. what is happening and how we behaving. That's Palestine, what is happening, and what and what now, the Halloween. All this, and how many Muslims involved in all this, and what's happening there in Palestine. And even if nothing is happening wrong, the terrible things of this Halloween, how stupid, how wrong it is, but how many people, and taking pride in it. You know, at a time when the condition of the Ummah is so poor, and then falling in all this haram, and all just because Allah gave us a little bit more money. That is why we, for all these wrong things we think about. So anyway, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, have the conscience of Allah, the fear of Allah. And the fear of Allah, the best is the love of Allah. That fear of Allah, which is with the love of Allah. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah in the fear of Allah is no real achievement. That even a dog, you show it a stick, it runs away. You show it a piece of meat, it comes. But when the fear in the love of Allah, that Allah, you created me, all this ni'mat you gave me, without me asking, without me ever knowing, I'm going to need it also. And you gave it all to me. So what great ni'mat of Allah has given us. So in the love of Allah, to fear, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. And then, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he was told that you engage so much in the ibadat of Allah, when Allah has, غفر الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had no gunas. But if they were also, all are forgiven. What did he say when that is the case? أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Must I not be thankful to Allah? So we also think for ourselves, how much are we thankful? Do we make some 2 rakats, nafil, namaz extra for Allah Ta'ala? And if we do it, that which is permissible, we do it for our sawab. But just to make Allah happy. What have we done in life to make, just to make Allah happy? That Allah's favors are so pouring down on us. And what have I done? Just one little bit, just to make Allah Ta'ala happy. So we should be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. So, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqati. And fear Allah as Allah is to be feared. As Allah Ta'ala, who is all the power in the world, Allah Ta'ala has got. In other words, Allah can crush you. Allah can make mincemeat out of you. Allah can make you paralyzed. Allah can make you like a cabbage just lying on the bed, and with nobody to look after you also. Allah has got that qudrat. And Allah Ta'ala is alim, khabir. He knows everything. All that wrong we have done. All the wrong we think while we in namaz. The terrible wrong things we have. We think about, Allah knows all that. With all that knowledge, we are justified to be destroyed. And Allah has got the full power to destroy us completely. But still Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spares us. So how much, so much we should fear Allah Ta'ala. حَقَّ تُقَاتِ. And then, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die but in the state that you are Muslims. Your dying is not in your control. When you're going to die, where you're going to die, how you're going to die, but what is in your control is to surrender to Allah Ta'ala immediately. To tell tonight tahajjud time is not in our control. Till we're going for Umrah is not in our control. Till I'm going in Jamaat is not in my control. But now immediately we make Tawbah. And we turn to Allah and sincerely, not a Tawbah only now for now, but permanently. We realize Allah's favors and we make for permanent we make Tawbah. Then you are already the wali, you have surrendered now to Allah Ta'ala. In fact, it is such a thing that if a person hasn't got a beard, for example, and he made Tawbah, the beard is not going to grow by you making Tawbah immediately. The full one first length beard is going to grow. That won't happen. But the guna is off you already. With still outwardly you got no beard. But the guna is off you when you have made sincere toba, and now you never again put the razor on your cheeks, and you don't shave again, you don't cut your beard again. You're keeping it now properly, you made the toba, and you're maintaining that. In fact, without the beard, you're getting the full sawab of having a beard. Your niyat is now to keep my beard properly. I'm not going to shave it. Just what that, already you are a wali of Allah, and you by Allah with a full beard. And when you'll be raised in akhirat, you will be raised with a full beard. Even if you have to die now without a beard, you will be raised with a full beard. So Allah is so merciful, so kind. So all our gunas that we make tawbah, and we die in a state that we surrender. We don't know when we're going to die. In other words, it is full a command, encouragement, immediately make tawbah. You don't know if you're going to die the next moment. Make tawbah now. And throughout our lives, tawbah must be a very, very salient feature. Because all the time we do fall into mistakes. We do fall into wrong. All the time we should be making tawbah istighfar also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and prepare in this way. And in that all of us we should see that we have accepted, we are born as Muslims. We didn't even choose Islam. Allah chose it for us. How lucky aren't we even in that Allah chose it for us. There may be hardly anyone who's a revert here, or there are many reverts in the world, and that also is not really of their choice. Allah put it in their heart. Otherwise, there are many, many people who are convinced Islam is the right religion. But till Allah doesn't give that tawfiq, a person can't accept Islam. And therefore, we should be very thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says He gives dunya to whom He loves and who He doesn't love also. And He gives deen only to those people that He loves. Whom Allah loves, Allah blesses them with iman. So we should appreciate it. If somebody is giving you love and you don't appreciate it, in this dunya, how terrible that person feels. Allah is giving us love. And we don't appreciate the love of Allah. We should become die-hards for Allah. We should sacrifice everything for Allah. He gave us the greatest treasure, which He didn't give wealthy people like Haman or like how many other, at a moment in the world, how many wealthy people. He didn't give them iman. And He gave us iman. Whom Allah Ta'ala gave power in this world, Fir'aun, and many other rulers like that. But they did not have iman. We don't have all that might and power. We don't have all that wealth. But Allah blessed us with iman. How much of shukr? It is narrated, one lady of the Bani Israel, when she read about this ummat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said, if I was born in that ummat, my whole life I should spend it in one sajda. Just in making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. What are we making? We using it so much wrong in the wrong things. So let us think that this ni'mat of Islam, Allah has given us. But how much am I in Islam? And the most important thing we have to consider is our iman. And iman like that, perhaps it needs a more concentration and quite a bit of meditation, then you can think. But an easy expression of it, which we all can judge ourselves, is by namaz. That my namaz, the whole sum total of iman is in namaz. So, and the whole of namaz is in takbir, Allahu Akbar. That our Allahu Akbar, ours is completely empty. But Allahu Akbar is to be so full that Allah, you are the greatest. That you don't consider anyone and anything. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that is for us also a great ni'mat, that how they had it in them, and Allah shows it to us. The lives of the Sahaba are open in front of us. The greatness of Allah, nothing impressed them in this world. Whether they went to the courts of the non-believers, and they made their courts, their carpets, their women, they showed them and presented them, but nothing, the greatness of Allah. wherever it was, nothing of this world impressed them anywhere. And how when the crowns of the kings of Persia, Rome and Yemen came and fell at their feet with all the diamonds and all the valuables for them, how we will kick around a football, they kicked it around like that. Today if we get 1/1,000,000th of that, the way we'll go and treasure it, we'll go and buy what kind of a safe and how much we'll want to protect it. But they just kicked it, it had no value. And really Allah gives this dunya when the value of dunya goes out of the heart. As long as the value of the dunya is in the heart, Allah doesn't give those treasures. As long as we are filled with dirt of dunya, then the treasure of the greatness of Allah, tawakkul on Allah, that can't come into that heart that has got this, the filth of dunya. So we must check ourselves. So our namaz we should check. Just like with regard to food, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, if a person makes so much of mujahada, so much of effort in the ibadat of Allah, that he becomes like a thin stick. In other words, very, very weak, everything, because of making so much ibadat, keeping so much rozas, not sleeping at night, etc. But Imam Sahib says, if he's just not concerned what the food he eats, not what he eats, the concern is not there what I'm eating. All that is useless. So just like that, our namaz, if we are not concerned, how is my namaz? I'm just making namaz, but I'm not concerned whether it is of the level which is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Anything else, we worry that if it's going to be make an application for anything, I don't know if I filled it in properly, or it will be rejected. But namaz, we got no worry whether I'm doing it properly or not. Namaz is a thing that we, a lot of effort is required for namaz. And if we do make effort and perfect our namaz, to maintain it is another thing. So Allah give us tawfiq to become conscious of our deen, inshallah. And to be thinking, or not only namaz is the main thing, but everything else also. How am I treating my wife? The thought doesn't come to it, am I treating her correctly or not? That will come a lot, that she's not treating me right. But how am I treating her? My children, they're not respecting me. I did so much for them when they were small. Today they don't care about me. But even now, am I fulfilling their right? That we don't think about also. In every aspect, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to become conscious of that. And to prepare for our qabr. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That we don't die, but in a state that we have totally surrendered to Allah Ta'ala and have become as Allah wants us to be. And that is why He sent us in this dunya. Not for we got involved in all other things. Allah sent us here to become as He wants us to be. And then we come back to Him. Go there. A father sends his child to madrasa that you must become an alim, etc. And when you come back, I want you how I expect you to be. Now we came to dunya and would Allah send us to become as He wants us to be. But we don't do anything for that, and we return and we are far away from that. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.